Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. It's been chilly, but then we expected it would be. It's been clear, sunny days, cold, clear nights. You can look up and see the stars up there. Sun sets around 5 o'clock, so plenty of time to look at the stars if you are in that sort of a mood. Wake up in the morning, frost on the grass. There's no snow yet, but it will come soon. There's some ice on the ponds, little bit of ice around the edge of the lake, and in not too long we will be pulling our fish houses out on the ice, and a whole new season will start. Well, it'll take a while, actually. You need about 4 inches of ice before you can go out on the ice. But people rush. And we lose some people every year. It's called Darwinism. It was a wonderful Thanksgiving, gorgeous day. And of course, it all had to do with the people who were around the table, not so much to do with the food there. The dressing was as it has always been, and the turkey as well, and the sweet potatoes. The Brussels sprouts, an experiment, didn't quite work out, but that's all right. The apple cranberry pie was kind of a surprise and innovation. People sitting around the table and telling stories, that's what you look for. Conversation, don't need opinion so much, you know, about American foreign policy and so on, but people sit and look at their food, and something about those mashed potatoes reminds you of a story of the fish house that went down in the lake, went halfway through the ice, and the volunteer firemen all came out on toboggans to rescue, and two people came running out in their underwear, a man and a woman who were married but not to each other, and that was good. A couple of Lutherans having a wild time. It's more fun when Lutherans go off the track, you know. They're so discreet, they're so tasteful. And so when they go off the track, they really do it in a big way. That was good, especially his trying to make people believe that they were just trying on each other's snowmobile pants. That was a touch of genius. So then you're reminded of the story then of the pontoon boat that went down with the 26 Lutheran pastors who were sent up from Chicago by their bishop as punishment for showing Unitarian tendencies. And this leads you to the story of Florian Krebsbach forgetting Myrtle at the truck stop. And this reminds people of that. And then they remember the funeral of Evelyn Peterson, when her ashes were deposited in a hole in a green bowling ball, and her grandson Lyle flew the bowling ball up over the lake in a 30-foot red parasail. And that was when the pontoon boat tipped over and the hot air balloon came in, and the 18-foot hollow-body fiberglass duck decoys that the Sons of Canute had, where the hunter lies inside the decoy and pedals and fires his gun out a little trapdoor under the duck's tail, which is interesting to see from a distance. And of course, that leads you to all kinds of other stories. The story about that interesting winter we had, what was it, 10, 12 years ago, when the lake was so high. And when the lake froze over, there was ice in the woods, and people went skating through the trees, through oak trees and elm trees, in the moonlight and snow coming down, and people skating around the trees, and you could see the golden leaves through the clear ice. It was like a fairy tale. And a story about the old lady, old Grandma Tollefson, who was feeling ill, and she bought her Thanksgiving turkey on a Monday. This was years ago. And then she felt poorly on Tuesday, and she went into the doctor and was sitting on the examining table. He had his stethoscope on her bare back. And she was telling the story about Ole and Lena. She was telling the story about Ole, who was close to death. And he said, "Lena, you've been with me now for 65 years. You've been with me through everything. You've been with me through drought and through tornadoes and the lightning that struck the barn and burned it down that time, and the tornado that blew the roof off the pig shed, and the year I went bankrupt, and then there was that heart attack, and now this, the liver cancer. You've been with me through all of this." And Lena said, "Yes, Ole, I have." He said, "You know, I'm starting to think that you're bad luck." She told this story sitting on the examining table, and she laughed so hard. She had an aneurysm, and she died. He was listening to her heartbeat, and then there was nothing there. But she still had the turkey. It was out in the car. And they took it home, and they fixed it for Thanksgiving. And they fixed it the way she always had fixed it, Grandma Tollefson. She always put an open can of beer inside the carcass. She stood it up, and she packed in onions and dressing around it, an open can of beer. And it just gave it moisture and flavor, which some people loved and other people despised. And now all sorts of people in Lake Wobegon make their turkey with a little can of beer inside. She was probably hoping to be remembered for more, but at least there was that. And also the joke about Ole and Lena. Now we sit and tell these stories around a table, and we have a gorgeous, gorgeous time. And then church on Sunday, and that was a big deal as well, because this man came and sat in the fourth row, the pew on the right-hand side, and people took one look at him in his brown leather jacket and that odd little fedora that he took off as he came in, and they could tell he was Pastor Liz's boyfriend. He sat there. They watched him closely. He was not a regular churchgoer, you could tell by the way he was handling unfamiliar objects, hymnal program. And he did not know the words to "Crown Him with Many Crowns," so he was definitely not a Lutheran, but he had his eyes on her, and she preached this wonderful sermon about Jesus, who was crucified in between two thieves, and one of the thieves challenges Jesus, and the other one says that he believes, and Jesus says, "Believe me this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise." She preached this gorgeous, gorgeous sermon. They could tell somehow that there was a connection between her and that man sitting there. And then they went off to the Moonlight Bay Supper Club for dinner after the service, and they sat very close together on the same side of the table. He ordered a Manhattan, she had a white wine, and they both ordered fish for dinner, and they talked a lot, and they kissed. They kissed once after the entree and once after the dessert and before the coffee. So there is something going on. She introduced him as her friend Cliff, and that's all she would say. We were waiting for more, but we are keeping an eye on this situation. So it's winter, finally. Winter has come. Summer was an experiment that failed. We were hoping for more out of summer. We thought the beautiful weather would make us better people somehow. We sat out there on the porch and we looked at the water sprinkler, and the water sprinkler went round and round, and it kept saying, "What is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth? What is the truth?" And we just never could answer that question. And so now we're into winter, and ice fishing season is just ahead of us, which is the alternative to divorce, really. Man needs a shack to go out and sit in, and women wish that he would get out there right away. Make it float, if possible. Because winter makes the house smaller and smaller, and it brings out more and more of men's natural tendencies until women start to wonder if that $50 for the wedding license was worth it. So we're waiting for winter to come, and then spring will come around. You can't appreciate spring without a winter. It's a good time of year. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.